Okay, we're recording.
I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on July 1st, 2019 at 9:30 a.m. Roll call, Eric Fries here, Charles Boffman.
Here.
Mark Peterson is absent, Jennifer Faley is absent, Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we'll move on to number four, discuss amendment approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes, or regular session meeting minutes from May 6th.
Move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of May 6th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from May 6th, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, those meeting minutes have been approved. Letter B, executive session meeting minutes, May 6th, 2019 at 9:40.
I move to approve the executive session meeting minutes of May 6th at 9:40.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes from May 6th, 2019 at 9:40 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no opposition, those meeting minutes have been approved. Letter C, executive session meeting minutes from May 6th, 2019 at 10:04 a.m.
Not to approve the minutes of executive session minutes 10:04, May 6th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes from May 6th, 2019 at 10:04 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, those meeting minutes have been approved. Letter D, regular session meeting minutes June 12th, 2019.
I move to approve the regular session minutes of June 12th.
Abstain.
Oh, we'll have to table that then.
I was going to say we don't have a quorum for that one.
Mr. Breeze, you could second it, and then Mr. Baldwin could abstain. Or you could wait. It's up to you.
Don't we need to have a quorum?
For approval?
You have a quorum if he abstains, right? He's not recusing.
Oh, okay.
So an abstention...
Okay.
You're still included in the quorum number. If you recuse,
got it.
It's a removal of
okay.
that number.
I will second the motion from Cheryl. It has been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for June 12, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes have been approved.
Abstain.
But you would still vote.
Well, his vote is nothing. He just doesn't vote.
So...
It's
then
two
since
yeses.
We have two,
two yeses.
Out of three.
Okay. So the quorum is okay. Three, so it passes.
Right,
two to nothing.
Yep. Everybody good with the future board meeting schedule?
Yes.
Okay, number six, review, discussion, possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no initial reviews. Number seven, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
I move to approve the consent agenda of 20 initial applications.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda 7A as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, the letter A has been approved.
Move to approve the consent agenda 7B, 43 renewal reinstatement applications.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve 7B, the renewal reinstatement applications as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, that consent agenda has been approved as well. Number eight, review consideration possible actions on light applications for licensure. We have 8A initial applications. We do have two board reviews, but 8AI, Antonio Carrasco, has not been or was not notified in time for his review. So we will table his and move on to Drew Lewis, 8A2. For his disclosure.
I move to approve the initial application of Drew Lewis.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Drew Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Hearing no oppositions, Drew Lewis has been approved. No board reviews on renewals. Renewal application for Bart Peterson. Would entertain a motion to approve him.
Tabling this one?
Yeah. Right.
I move to approve the renewal application of Bart Peterson.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application for Bart Peterson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hearing no oppositions, Bart Peterson has been approved. Letter D, incomplete applications. We want to give our six initial incomplete applications. Karen, do we need a concern with any one of those six?
Yes. There are two of the six that have completed their application, that being Mary Chapman and Sarah Nye.
Okay, so we obviously can approve those two.
Yes.
Okay, so you can put the, if you'd like to do so, you can put those in the same motion.
I move to approve the initial applications of Mary Chapman and Sarah Nye.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the initial applications for Mary Chapman and Sarah Nye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, those two individuals have been approved. The other four, no concerns, just incomplete. Fair enough. Okay, the incomplete renewals and or reinstatements, 9 of them. I noticed 3 of whom expire tomorrow.
And they all have, well, all but one completed their application. That one being Jordan Ellis, there's Jennifer Gaudet, Ellen Lavin, Erin Wingertzman, and Hannah Breck. She's a reinstatement. She is complete.
So all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those are complete?
Yes.
Okay.
I move to approve the renewal of Jordan Ellis, Jennifer Gaudet, Ellen Lavin, Erin Wickerstein, and Hannah Breck.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the renewal applications for Jordan Ellis, Jennifer Gaudet, Ellen Lavin, Erin Wingersman, and Hannah Breck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, those renewal and reinstatements have been approved. So we still have Brittany Huddleston, who expires tomorrow. Is she, do we know whether she is employed and or working and anything?
I have emailed her a couple of times. I have gotten no response.
Nothing back from her. Okay. And then, Hannah Breck. Okay, so Hannah Breck, just have a question. We see licensure expiration date was May 6th.
And she was a reinstatement.
She was a reinstatement. Did we, just out of curiosity, receive anything from her in terms of her employment status in the last month?
Did she say that she was hasn't worked?
Okay. Okay. So we did receive something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chad Lewis, Catherine Ostrander, and Naomi Eastland just haven't received all their information yet.
Right.
Correct. Okay. All right. Number 9, review, discussion, and possible action, board business and reports. Executive Director's report.
All right. Item 9A1, the financial report. Given it's the first of the month, I have not received the final end of the fiscal year report, or actually, it won't be the final one. I'll get the final one at the beginning of August. But we're still on track to have a positive cash flow for the fiscal year. We just started the new year today. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. There really hasn't been anything going on this last month. I go to Omaha July 11th for the BOC Care Conference. Then item 9A3, statistics. I thought I'd let you know now that we're at the end of this fiscal year. We have currently 819 licensees in active status, and we have 5 licensees with active consent agreements, and the next item due for all of those is on August 1st. So everybody's on track.
Okay.
Item 9B, administrative project status, policies and procedures. There are some that will have to be revised again that were just approved recently by the board as a result of the Auditor General's follow-up report. Item 9B2, board automation or e-licensing. There's really not much going on there yet, but there will be with the enactment of these new statutes. 9B3, CE broker implementation. We are officially implemented, so the system is available to licensees. I have not put the communication on the website yet, and I won't do that until I get Amber trained on how to handle those. But I don't think that we'll have very many participants in that for now.
Mm-hmm.
Item 9B4, proposed rule revisions. I'm still working on that. Some of those will have to be changed as a result of the temporary licensure and the reciprocity bills that passed recently. And then item 9B5, administrative process changes to statutes. I have attempted to contact Senator, why am I drawing a blank?
Carter.
Senator Carter and Representative Bartow, and I haven't heard anything back yet. But I will be meeting with the governor's advisor tomorrow about some other, or about one of these bills, and I will ask her if she can try to get some attention headed our way.
Okay,
and then item 9.4, implementation of bills passed in 2019 legislative session. There are going to be pretty significant changes to the way we practice HB 2463. That's a notice that we have to put on everything. That's all on me. I have to update the website, applications, and things like that. That has to be done by August 27th and should not be a problem.
Is that in addition to what the auditors have already given us in terms of the website?
Yes. This is completely separate. It's a notice that we have to put on everything related to licensure, that if the applicant does not agree with a decision, they are able to fight it. So.
Okay.
Then item 9. What number are we on?
5-2.
6-2,
sorry.
9B4, right?
6.
6. 2. Okay. HB 2569, occupational licensing reciprocity. That, I was just looking through it, and it's kind of vague about how we're going to handle this. And I'm meeting with Emily Rajokovic from the governor's office tomorrow to talk about exactly how we should handle this. Specifically, you know, it says if they are moving here, or if they establish residence in Arizona, then they would qualify for licensure by reciprocity. But we have to figure out, how do we know they're establishing residence?
Right.
Do they still have to provide verifications from all the other states? Because if that's the case, then it's really no different than a regular license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll find out more about that tomorrow. Item 3, SB 1062, public disclosure, health professionals address. I thought that might not go through, but it did go through at the last minute. So we have to let the licensees know that there is a public address that appears on our website if somebody looks for them. And they have to provide a public address, yet they can still ask for an exemption and not have it disclosed to the public. So that's a Salesforce programming issue, along with a communication issue, a change to applications. You know, we have to figure out how to handle that by August 27th.
Can that be a work address?
It's supposed to be the work address. But a lot of people, if they're not currently employed or they don't want to get mail at their office, or they have several offices, they elect to use their home address. And I think a lot of them don't realize that, you know, you look for, you know, Jane Smith, the athletic trainer, you click more information and it gives you her address. So, I mean, it's a good thing for privacy, but it's going to take a lot of communication for people to understand that. Then item four, SB 1096, health professions, temporary licensure. Now that, and we'll get more information on these bills, I think, at next month's board meeting, to, you know, give us some advice on how we should implement them. But look, just looking at the one regarding temporary licensure, you know, we already do temporary licenses. So, you know, we're okay there. The two things that, you know, we'll have to decide on or get information on is, in here it says that the board may grant authority for the executive director to issue licenses. So we need to find out from the Attorney General's office, how do you grant authority? Does it have to be in our statutes, or does this give you that authority? Then another item in there is that licenses have to be approved or denied within 30 days. So if the board does not give the executive director the authority to do that, then we have to find a way to make sure that we do get them approved within 30 days, which we normally do, but there might be a couple that...
for whatever reason.
Yeah. You know, if they get their application in, like, the day after the cutoff, then it might go to 35 days.
Right. So,
so I'll look forward to hearing the Attorney General's opinion on all of those. And we were supposed to get information from the Attorney General's office at an executive director's meeting last week, but there was a conflict with his schedule. So we didn't get that information.
Got it. So nothing, obviously, out of any one of those needs to be specifically acted upon by us at the moment.
Yes, not until we find out from the Attorney General's office how we need to go about these.
Okay.
But we do need to start looking at Salesforce reprogramming. If they want to know now, what do we need to change? And I can't tell them.
Right. I don't have the slightest idea yet. Okay. Thank you for that update. Number 10, future agenda items. Anybody have anything specific? Okay. I will call to the public, of whom we have two.
I have nothing to say at this time except enjoy your holiday of the 4th of July.
Ditto. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded to approve and have a good 4th of July. All right. Maybe the fastest in-person meeting known to man. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:50 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, we are.
Ms. Chuck.